Hi, I'm Sean Flynn, and you're listening to Quick Link Podcast.
Welcome back to Quick Link Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news from as many disciplines as I can cram into under 10 minutes of me waffling on. That's just the one to talk about today, though, as all eyes are on Coxsider for round 6 of the X2O Cyclocross Series. Happy birthday today to friend of the show, Sam Culverwell, who signed for Canyon this year after racing with Trinity Racing last year, and to Nicola Conchi of Alps Interkernic, and to two-time Olympic Team Pursuit champion, Joanna Rousel. And as yesterday was an interview show, belated celebrations to Gino Maeder of Bahrain Victorious, to Pierre-Luc Perrichon of Cofidis, Ali Wollaston of AG Insurance Soudal Quickstep, and David Miller from ITV, and let's say an up-and-down career, and also to Cameron Scott of Bahrain Victorious. Racing then, Corkshire is the fourth elite race in 7 days for many of their field today as the action switched to the North Sea coast. They say from there, on a bad day, if you squint, you can see Dover. And of course, on a good day, you can't. No junior women's race today for reasons. So Jordi Corsas was the first with his hands in the air, celebrating the junior men's win. That's his seventh of the season. Second for Daniel Nielsen from Denmark, and David Thompson from the USA completed the podium. There was another Belgian winner in the men's under 23 as Joran Wyssura. He made it an all-home podium ahead of Emil Verstringe and Witsen Muesen. Wyssura leads the series with a 4-minute 16 time gap over Victor van der Putter, who was 8th today, and Jentti Merkels is 3rd overall at 5:22. He came home 6th today. The only other rider within 10 minutes is Verstringe, and he's at 9:59. The elite women up next, and we had a fantastic two-way tussle at the pointy end of the race, after the front of the field escaped a large crash right at the start. Shirin van Anroy was clean through, being chased by Fem van Empel, Lucinda Brand, Celin del Carmen Alvarado, and Inge van der Heijden before van Anroy attempted to pull further clear before she reached the finish line for the first time round. The quartet behind her were together until van Empel went on her own to chase down van Anroy. She got very close before misjudging a corner and tackling it with one foot out, and that was all it took for van Anroy to stay away in what was a flawless ride. The gap never shrunk between the two of them from that point, as the rest of the field dropped away. Brand escaped the attention of Alvarado, but behind them, everything was strung out. Van Anroy with the win, van Empel second at 15 seconds, Brand third at 1:10, Alvarado coming home fourth at 1:53, Marianne Vos was fifth at 2:18, and Denise Betsma was sixth at 2:28, Betsma still maintains her series lead despite her results over the five rounds being 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 10th and 6th. Her GC lead over van Empel is now down to 49 seconds. Alvarado is 3rd at 1:17. In the men's race, Eli Izabeth started the day with a 1:28 lead over Lars van der Haar in the X2O Trophy GC, and that battle would be played out behind the top three. Toon van den Posch got the whole shot today ahead of Laurens Zweek, with Van Aert and Van der Poel keeping them within striking distance. And it was indeed Mathieu van der Poel who got across to Zweek, which was the catalyst for Wout van Aert to give chase. He too joined Zweek, and once again the two former world champions were set to battle it out at the pointy end. A group formed behind the trio some 30 seconds down. In there was Izabeth, Niels van der Putter, and indeed others. The trio Van Aert, Van der Poel and Zweek traded places between them, and then after briefly losing touch, Van Aert attacked to get back in. And then he maintained that momentum to pull away and started chewing up backmarkers. Van der Poel was losing ground on his biggest rival, and he never saw him again. Van der Poel was strong enough to distance Zweek, and he came home 1:38 down on Van Aert, who took the win. He was 30 seconds ahead of third place Zweek. It was fourth for Izabeth at 2:13. He was 8 seconds ahead of van der Haar in fifth, so he actually increases his overall standings lead over him to 1:36. Sitting third and out of the running is Jens Adams. He's at 6:36. Van Torenhart and Pim Ronhart are the only other riders under 10 minutes, and they are both in the high nines. The next X2O round is Flandrian Cross in Hammer on January the 28th. But there's more cross action coming up this Saturday with the Super Prestige round in Hullegem. And that was your Thursday. Again, we're under 5 minutes. I've got this down to a T now. We'll be back tomorrow with your daily news roundup. Bye for now. You've been listening to Quick Link Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quick Link Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.